deportation. A doctor by the name of John Thomas, serving under Darth Winslow, kept a detailed journal of the events in Acadia.
September 2nd, pleasant day. Major Fry sent Lieutenant John Endicott's detachment to the shore with orders to burn the village at a place called Pitio Jack. September 18th, very strong gusts of wind with rain and snow. Nothing heard on the telly. Major Pribble returned from the expedition with his men who had burned 200 houses and barns. Quite useful. November 19th, cold. We rounded up 230 head of cattle, 40 sows, 20 sheep, 20 horses, and we came back. We started moving the inhabitants out. The women were very distressed, carrying their newborns in their arms. Others brought along in carts their infant parents and their personal effects. In short, it was a scene in which confusion was mixed with despair and desolation.
The majority of Acadians were deported to New England, where they were not welcome.
The French neutrals aroused the general discontentment of the population, because they are papist zealots, lazy and of a quarrelsome mind, unlike us Americans who are super tolerant,
declared the governor of Virginia, Robert Dinwiddie, who probably never met a French person in his life. He continued,
we have very few Catholics here, which makes the population real anxious-like for its religious principles of love, and makes it fear that the French shall corrupt our Negroes.
The ships transporting the Acadians were overcrowded as the French were squished into holds to the point of suffocation. These transports were little more than prison ships. Some of the Acadians ended up in England and France, some in the Caribbean or the Antilles, a scattered few in the English colonies, and a number of them settled in Louisiana. The descendants of these Acadians in exile from Louisiana became known as Cajuns, who are currently known for their spicy food and wicked accent. In 1758, the English captured Louisbourg, and a final series of deportations began. The most infamous of all the persecuting British officers was one Robert Monckton. Those French who had resisted deportation and weren't executed outright were sent on an all-expenses-paid vacation to England, where they labored for years in concentration camps. After their stay in England was over, the French were sent to France, where they felt and were treated like foreigners. When the expulsion finally ended in 1762, over 10,000 people had been removed, and of those, 3,000 had died due to shipwrecks and disease. In 1764, the deportations came to an end, and the ban on Acadians lifted. The ban was lifted only because New France had been conquered and was no longer a threat. Approximately 3,000 people returned to Nova Scotia to start over again. However, many of the French returned only to find their farms occupied by English settlers. Consequently, the majority of these people migrated northwest to found settlements of their own in present-day New Brunswick.